Does anyone know, you remember the knights who used to ride horses and they wore metal suits? What do they call those metal suits? Armor. I saw a hand go up for a minute. Was that, where were you going to answer? Armor. So what is armor? Why do they wear the metal suits? Why do they wear the armor? To protect them. And why do they need to be protected? Way over there. You have to speak really loud because I can't hear well. So that they don't get hurt. But why would they get hurt? Huh? The body is what? So the body is what? Oh, so the body isn't showing. Yeah, because... What? Well, I'm not wearing armor, and I'm not dying, but why do they have to wear armor? Because they're fighting a bad guy. And the bad guys are doing what? They hate everyone. And what are the bad guys trying to do to Iron Man? They're trying to kill him. So they wear the armor so that when the bad guys try to shoot him or to hit him with something, or that when they get into a fight, that armor is going to protect them. Right? That's right, the bullets bounce off of it. So, wouldn't that be nice to have some armor? Wouldn't it be nice to have some armor? What if I told you we do have some armor? And what if I told you that there are bad guys that are trying to hurt us? And we need that armor. But that armor that we wear is not made of metal. It's not made of whatever exotic metals that Iron Man put together. Because we are not in a physical war. The war that we are in as Christians is a spiritual war. And we have to have spiritual armor. And this is what the epistle reading tells us today, St. Paul tells us. He says we have to put on all of the armor of God. All of God's armor. Now, what do you think some of that armor is? Where do we get that armor, do you think? We get that armor from God. You're absolutely right. And how does he give it to us? Through prayer. And where do we come to pray? To church. So we get it through prayer and church. And what are some of the armors that we have? What are some of the armors that we have? Wait a minute, I'm going to show you some armor that we have. Does this look like armor? Yeah. And what? What is it? It's the gospel book. Isn't that our armor? But it's not armor like a suit of armor, but it's what's inside of it that we read it, and it gives us strength, and it gives us armor so that we don't, so that we're not, when we're attacked by the enemy, he says we will be strong, and the bullets of the enemy will bounce right off of us. But we have to know what's in the Bible. We have to read the Bible. As Father Seraphim was saying, he says the Bible is our armor. And we have other armor too. What sorts of other things do we do when we come to church? Communion is another armor that we have. And somebody said prayer. Don't we come to church and pray? What are some of the other things we do in church? What? We see the icons. And that gives us strength too, because we know that the people in the icons had their armor on. So all of the armor, all of the different ways. What do you do now when I say that you can leave with your teachers? Where are you going? You're going to class? And that's where you get your armor too, from the class. When you learn, that's your armor. Okay? So we have lots of ways to put on all the armor of God. And my friends, is when we come here, we renew our armor. Every Sunday when we come to church, every time we pray, every time we read the gospel, every time we receive communion, it's putting on more layers of armor. We are in a war. We are being attacked every single day by the devil, because he's trying to knock us down. He's trying to steal our souls. He's trying to take eternal life away from us. And we need the armor that God has provided us with, including the stories of the saints and all of the knowledge of those and the martyrs that came before us. Very important that we know that we are under attack. Now, how about fasting? Does anybody put that armor on? Maybe you're a little too young. But we should be fasting and prayer and giving of alms gives us the armor to survive the attack of the devil. So don't go out into the world unprotected. Put on your armor. Read the gospel regularly. Read from the Bible regularly, so that it will give you the strength to persevere. So we don't have many things, but those things that we have are very, very powerful. This is the Eucharist, the gospel, the fasting, the prayer, the giving of alms. Says all of these things are armor against the devil. So take these with you wherever you go. Use them. Put it on so that you won't be a casualty of this spiritual warfare. My little friends, thank you. You've been so smart. I want to congratulate your teachers, because they helped teach you some of this stuff, I think. Right? Did they teach you about Iron Man? Oh, you knew about Iron Man. You didn't have to learn about that. You know any other superheroes? Batman? And who else? Aquaman and Spider-Man. And we'll talk about this in Sunday school, okay? Maybe. God bless you all.